This is the Jason Greger Show podcast presented by Lakewood Chevrolet. Good people, great service, and also voted the number one dealer in Canada at DealerRater.ca. Check them out, LakewoodChev.com. Mark Ulver has been loaned to the Bakersfield Condors from Tucson in the American League. Meanwhile, David Musil will be going the other way to Tucson. So it's kind of like, but they're loaned, not really a trade. So interesting. Ryan Holt from Bakersfield joins us now. Ryan, can you give us shed some light on the Ulver for Musil? I guess it's not a trade because they'll go back to, they remain property of each NHL team, but basically they've kind of been trading squads in the American League.
Yeah, the AHL trade deadline, if you will, or loan deadline is Wednesday. And it just came down literally 5 minutes ago, I think. But David Musil's heading to Tucson, basically being reassigned by the Edmonton Oilers. So he stays under contract by the Oilers, but he'll play for Tucson here for the rest of the season. And Mark Ulver's actually under an AHL contract with Tucson. This is a guy who's been in the NHL with Colorado for 75 games. He's been with the Lake Erie Monsters for 4 or 5 years, drafted by Colorado back in 08. And he was actually, he's the son of John Ulver, who was our former general manager here in Bakersfield back in our ECHL days back in 2013-14, and was one of the guys that was kind of instrumental in starting the old West Coast Hockey League out here in California. So kind of 6 degrees of separation here, but wish Musil all the best. He's a great person, and hopefully a fresh start for him, a new look for him on a new team, and a new look here for the Condors at Mark Ulver, who's a veteran type guy. He's been around the league. He's 29 years old, and hopefully can spark some offense here down the stretch.
So they make this move, loaning Musil. They'll still retain his rights at the end. So it's kind of like a trade, safe to say, Ryan. And they've got so many defense when they can afford to give up Musil. Basically, is how it looks.
We're pretty stocked down here, and I say stocked, I knock on wood, I knock on my head, because that can change any day, so you never like to lose a guy, if you will. But we've got a really good core back there between Reinhardt, Fain, Simpson, and Frazier's been tremendous for this Condors team. Osterley's been great since he's been back here in Bakersfield. Even Bryce Danilowski on an AHL contract has been good for the Condors. He hopped in. Mark Fain was sick this weekend. It didn't make the trip to Charlotte. And Danilowski played both games in 15 hours. So, we're pretty set back there, if you will. That's a depth position of ours here in Bakersfield. Could certainly use some more depth at forward up front. I think you've seen that with Justin Fontaine coming over from the New York Rangers. And Brody DuPont's been great since being called up from the ECHL as well, too. So hopefully, this doesn't sting the back end too much, but and it can, kind of benefit both teams.
Ryan Holt joins us. Now, Ryan, Anton Lander absolutely shredding the American League. I was looking, he has 42 points in only 25 games. Augustino leads the league with 63 and 50. So, you just prorate Lander's to 50. He's up at 84. Like, he's clearly been the most dominant AHL player in the league. And, Oiler fans are like, geez, why can't he do that down here? What is it about Lander in the American League that impresses you so much?
It's just insane, really. And every time we kind of watch him play, the last time we talked, he didn't have a point going into the third period. And both games he came out with 3 points. That's kind of just been the way that he's operated. Tremendous shot, does great job for us, at least in the faceoff circle, which has been a key for us in our puck possession game and getting us off to good starts here this year. And he's been a good mentor, I think, to Puljujarvi. They played together for the last, really 3 weeks, him, Puljujarvi, and Lalezia, who's really come into his own up front. And, Anton's just a character person. He wears an A on his chest for a reason for this team. He's just a natural leader who goes about his business, goes about things the right way, and he's been getting it done this year. It's really insane what he's doing this year. 21 goals in 25 games. He has 42 points in 25 games. It's just remarkable what he's been doing down here in the American League, and we've needed it because, for the most part, it's just been two lines going, but now we're starting to see, three and four lines start to get on the score sheet on a consistent basis here over the last 2 weeks during the six-game win streak.
Jesse Puljujärvi, 20 points, 9 goals in 22 games. What's the biggest improvement you've noticed from when he first came down until now?
It's definitely been defensive. He's definitely playing better in his own end. There's no doubt about it. I think, you know, having Anton Lander there has helped him because Anton's the type of player who's a 200-foot player. He's the guy who's going to be responsible in his own end. And I think Jesse is starting to figure things out in terms of, you know, how he can play in the defensive zone. I know Peter Chiarelli talked about Jesse's game when he was down here and saw him for a couple of games and has noticed those improvements as well. And it's the little things about Jesse's game that I think that Jerry Fleming has wanted him to work on while he's been down here. He's been good in that aspect. And let's face it, when he has the puck on his stick, it's quite a sight to see. He has explosive speed where it's almost like a locomotive. He gets going and he's hard to catch. He has a tremendous skill set, obviously, in the offensive zone. He scored an unbelievable breakaway goal the other night off a feed from LaLegia. He's just in the right spot at the right time. And 4 points over the weekend, the Condor has blitzed Charlotte. They had been rolling 7-2-1 in their last 10. So a really good weekend for the Condors. And it was that Lander, LaLegia, and Puljujarvi line, which really got things going. And Puljujarvi's been tremendous for us.
Speaking of LaLegia, you know, a defenseman turned winger this season. And people always talk about, why don't they try it? Well, here's a case where it's clearly working. And for a smaller defenseman, you know, he's probably best suited if he's ever going to have an NHL aspirations to likely play out forward. What have you liked from his game specifically as a forward?
Joey's best aspect, I think, even as a defenseman was, you know, his shot and his ability to, you know, snipe a puck. And being a forward has allowed him the opportunity to kind of be a little more creative up front. I think defensively you have to be a little more structured, especially at the American League level as a forward. And he admitted this a couple weeks ago on our TV show down here in Bakersfield that he's been able to be a little more creative and find those, you know, seams and be able to get his shot off. And, you know, he's a creative forward. He's playing with Lander and Puljujarvi. He'd be the first to admit too that playing with those two makes his job a little easier, playing with those two, because I think anybody could be on the left wing of Lander and Puljujarvi and have success. But Joey's been driving the bus here for a good month or so offensively for this team. And on the power play, he was up the top quarterback in the power play. Jordan Osterley, when he came back down, kind of took that spot. And now LaLegia is kind of the net front bumper guy in the slot. So he's had success there because it's kind of quick passes off the half wall, and he's been able to rifle pucks from in tight. So his shot, his ability to force turnovers in the offensive zone, he's really been an asset up front. And yeah, you mentioned it. If he, you know, has an NHL career in front of him, it's probably as a forward now because of the success that he has had this year. And it's been undeniable the success that he has had. And he's been the one that's created his success.
Griffin Reinhart, another player that Order fans are always curious about. You look at his numbers, Ryan, and definitely he's been engaged more offensively this year, especially recently, up to 17 points in 38 games, which obviously for him is huge, considering that, you know, in the AHL last year when he was there, he only had 10 points in 30 games. What is he just more assertive? Did the coaching staff ask him to jump up in the play? What's he doing better?
He's been the best Condors defenseman for my money here in Bakersfield since he really got healthy. I think at the turn of the new year back in January, he scored the outdoor classic goal in overtime. He's just been tremendous for this Condors team, offensively, defensively, you name it. He's been physical. He's been mean on the back end. I think that's maybe Mark Frazier rubbing off on him a little bit. Kind of seen the professionalism of a Mark Fain back there on the blue line. So I think those two have really kind of taken, you know, Griffin under their wing. But let's face it, you know, Griff has a lot of talent. There's a reason why he was drafted where he was. There's a reason why the Oilers brought him in a couple of years ago here to the system. And he's been great this year for this Condors team. And Jerry Fleming has been really happy with him. He's been one of the top PK guys for the Condors, and the Condors have a top five PK in the league right now. You know, knock on wood, but haven't allowed a PK goal in about 3 weeks here. So hopefully that trend continues here down the stretch. But he's been a big part of that, and he's been gritty. And obviously the offense has been great. He's really shown some skill offensively, you know, when called upon. And defensive scoring has been big here over the last couple of weeks and helping this team win, and he's been a big part of it.
Does he look like a player who's finally understanding how to use his ability?
I would say he's certainly been more physical. I know that's always been the kind of, you know, concern with him and what he's needed to work on down here in Bakersfield in the American Hockey League. And he's certainly learning how to be more physical and how to really shut things down in the defensive zone. This Condors team has been great defensively here over the last, month or so. allowing the team to go 9-3-1 in their last 13 games. So really been impressed with him. And yeah, he's figuring it out. And like I said, for my money, he's, you know, I'm just a broadcaster, but he's been the team's best defenseman on a consistent basis night in and night out.
Ryan, as always, really, really appreciate your time. Have a great day.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Jason.
Ryan Holt, play-by-play guy for the Bakersfield Condors.